the most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul? What's
up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
I have a hard time buying into the idea that LeBron James listens to Beethoven. I thought this would be an innocuous 2 to 3 minute conversation, but if you were listening in the last segment, caller Eric called in and I think was trying to imply that I'm a racist because I don't believe LeBron James listens to classical music. More so, Eric, I don't believe LeBron James when he says anything. I just don't. I think he stretches the truth a lot. And for no reason. That's the thing that's weird about LeBron. Like, he has no reason to make this stuff up. And yet he does. Saying that you listen to Beethoven while getting ready for a sport is... it's definitely one of those, I am a classy individual flexes. Whether you're white, black, Asian... whatever. If you're saying that aloud, you are definitely trying to flex in some way, shape, or form. You believe yourself to be elegant.
I'm trying to think of a single athlete, like in the major sport. Like if, because it feels like something JJ Watt would say of like, you know, sometimes it's going to be a violent game. On the way to the stadium, I want to relax. I want to listen to some Beethoven. Even that, I'd be like, no, you don't, JJ Watt.
Thank you. You know what? See? Good. There have been times in the past with J.J. Watt where I've been like, really? No, I don't buy into that.
It's a real Rocky IV-style log cabin.
And see, five bathrooms. Rocky IV soundtrack, good soundtrack. So listening to Rocky IV soundtrack before a game, I could buy into that.
No, but J.J. Watt saying that his cabin in Wisconsin is like the Rocky IV cabin, and then you look at it, it went for like $2 million on Zillow.
Well, yeah, but that's what the real estate in Russia was, so you just don't understand.
Really, Siberia? It's getting gentrified.
There's gold mines there or something.
There's work camps there.
Yeah, they're pushing all the polar bears out. What are the